Following message is furnished by Major League Baseball.
It's Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
All right, we'll do this, we'll do that, we'll do this. Got a big 9 o'clock hour coming up. Don't forget tomorrow. You know what tomorrow is, Rob, don't you?
What is that? Is it a TV theme song Thursday?
Some people don't know that that's back.
I can't wait.
You know, I've tried to keep it out of the back of my head, but it's there. It's back. And that's tomorrow right here on Sports Night with Parker and Man. But first, let's do this.
It's time for a sports wrap sponsored by Sporty Cuts Mark for the best haircuts in Detroit. Go to 7 Mile between Outer Drive and Myers. He is the man, Mark Wilson.
All right, we got a Tiger situation going for the sweep tomorrow. How sweep it is. If the Tigers can get a sweep over the Royals to start the season before the Baltimore O-Birds of Buck Showalter come a-calling. Game two went to the Tigers today. Another walk-off. Two in a row. That's right. Ian Kinsler, of his three hits, a homer. That gave him a 1-0 lead. That lasted until the ninth when Nathan gave that up. Max Scherzer's gem. He had an eight-inning performance with four hits, no runs, seven strikeouts. And then Kinsler again with the walk-off gap single in the 10th off Kansas City's Tim Collins. Made a winner of Al Albuquerque. Collins takes the loss. Kinsler wins it today. 2-1 Tigers in 10 innings. Same two tomorrow. Anibal Sanchez with his season debut. Bruins lead the Wings into the second period at Joe Louis. 1-0. Johnny Boychuk with his fourth goal of the season for Boston. Pistons right now are trailing, but this is a barn burner tonight. 85-83, Indiana leads. Pacers on top with 6:17 to play in the game. Pistons trying to get another win at Indiana. They've already had one. Pacers have lost five games at home, and one of those, of course, was to the Pistons when we all thought something was cooking there. Local scores first on Sports Night with Parker DeMann, presented to you by Sporty Cuts. Other NBA, the Knicks lead the Nets by 15 in the third, 74-59. Carmelo with 19. Deion Waiters, 22 for Cleveland. Cavs lead the Magic, 105-84 in the fourth. Bobcats over the Sixers, 99-73 in the fourth. It's the Rockets trailing Toronto, 92-89. Wizards over the Celtics, big now, 103-77. Bulls in the third lead the Atlanta Hawks, 66-57. Heat over the Bucks, 64-45. Chris Bosh now has 13. To lead the way for Miami, and the T-Wolves lead the Grizzlies 48-41 in the second. It's NIT championship time in New York City, Madison Square Garden tomorrow night. Larry Brown and SMU. Can the Mustangs win a championship in Brown's second season down there in Texas? Or will it be Minnesota? Will the Gophers win another NIT for little Ricky Pitino? Well, it'll be his first. Other NHL, the Islanders lead the Ottawa Senators 1-0 in the third. The Josh Bailey goal has stood up for the Isles so far. Two other games will start after 10. Other baseball, American League, White Sox get a walk-off wild pitch. Lurie Garcia scores, beats Minnesota 7-6. Not Avisiel Garcia, but Lurie Garcia. 7-6 for the White Sox over Minnesota. Oakland wins the first of two in a doubleheader set up because of the rainout, the rare rainout last night. Last time they were rained out in Oakland was May of 98 when the Tigers and A's were rained out. 6-1 over the Indians in the first game. No score early in the second game, in the nightcap for the A's and Indians out there in Oakland. Boston over Baltimore, 6-2 now in the seventh. Toronto leads Tampa, 2-0 seventh. Jose Bautista with his first of the year. Dexter Fowler's home run for Houston for the Astros is held up. They lead the Yankees in the fourth inning. The Astros do 1-0. National League, Atlanta beats Milwaukee 1-0. Chris Johnson's homer in the seventh was all the Braves needed. Pittsburgh leads the Cubs at PNC 1-0 sixth. Still a rain delay. They might cancel this thing now. St. Louis and Cincinnati down in Ohio. Washington over the Mets, 3-1 in the sixth. As I mentioned earlier, Gio Gonzalez, great hitting pitcher. His first home run of the season and his first start for the Nationals. Colorado leads Miami 6-1 sixth. One interleague game. Philadelphia over Texas and Prince Fielder, 3-0 in the third. Houston Open Golf begins tomorrow early morning. Phil Mickelson was Augusta today, played nine holes, missed the Pro-Am. That caused some fear in the Houston Open organizers, but they said no, Phil will play starting tomorrow and then head to Augusta National for the Masters next week. That is your sports wrap brought to you by Sporty Cuts. 248-848-1130. Keith, in the 9 o'clock hour, you're on Sports Night with Parker DeMann, back on the Fan.
What's going on, fellas?
What's up, Keith? How are you?
All right. Yeah, it's good to hear y'all back, man.
Man, you know, we're very happy, Mark and I. It feels like old times, man. We're going to have a lot of fun.
That's what's up. Let me tell you, man. First of all, the Lions You need to stop playing. You want to win championships or get stronger. You need defense. I think they need to get a defensive back in the first round. And the reason being,
I totally agree. I don't care about no wide receivers enough.
Thank
okay. You.
You
not got to have a playmaker back there. Go out and stop playing around.
Exactly. You already got Golden Tate. What you wasting another for a wide receiver? That's ridiculous. You got to go and take what you get them for.
Well, Keith, look, I've said it before. I'll say it 1,000 times. Stop messing, like you said. But my guy is Darquez Denard. I know he's a Spartan. This is the first time I can honestly take a Spartan. And I've had to hold my tongue in the past because there are guys I wanted him to draft. That's my guy. Don't mess around. Draft him.
But you know what? I like one thing I like about him, he will play up on you, shoelace to shoelace. And the thing that I'm really frustrated in, when people thinking about the wide receiver, you got Golden Tate already. You do not need to pay somebody else an extraordinary amount of money. You're going to have to pay him money. If you go from the second round on down, your defensive back starts to water down tremendously. I'm thinking you go the first round, you get the pure blood defensive backs that somebody can teach Slay. Or you do this. I give you this also, fellas. One more thing.
All right.
You take Sammy Watkins. I would take Sammy Watkins, but I'll trade him to Arizona because you got a Fitzgerald that's getting older. And trade him to Arizona for my man Pete. What's his name? The defensive back over there.
Yeah, but Keith, why not just use the pick on a younger guy?
No, that's what I'm saying. The defensive, what's his name? Peterson? Patrick Peterson?
Yeah, Patrick Peterson.
You take Patrick Peterson, trade him for Sammy Watkins, and what you're doing, you teach him Slay. You need somebody that'll teach Slay. And then you have a solid group right there with him. You got I'm terrible with names because they trade guys so much. But you know what I'm saying here.
Look, I don't diss Keith, I don't diss you on it. My only problem here is, I think you're messing with fire a little bit by saying, well, just go. You don't know that trade exists out there. I don't know that.
I'm not saying that happened. But what I'm saying is the only reason I'm getting Sammy Watkins is to trade him, is what I'm telling you. I don't want a wide receiver.
No, I don't either. And I don't want them to even sniff a receiver.
He's a triple threat.
If it was up to me, all 8 picks would be defensive related except for offensive line.
And you know what? You know what's funny about that? You know, the Lions always talk about they draft for not for need, but best players available. Go look at the Green Bay Packers draft 2 years ago, last year. Guess everybody was defensive players because that's where their weakness is.
They're going to be good. I'm glad you said that, Rob. When they hit it, I knew where I said, ooh, the Packers.
2 years ago. They had Eddie Lacy last year.
Two years ago. Go look and see.
That
was
what you talking about? It was that draft, and I was just watching them. I was just watching every one of their drafts, Rob.
Yep, because they knew that defensively they needed players.
Mean business. They're not playing. They're not trying to sell circus tickets.
You're right about that. They're about winning championships. I'm with you.
It's one ball, Rob.
Yep.
Man, pardon the man. I'm on your show. It's one ball.
Hey, that's what's up,
that's
Keith.
One ball. Who gonna get that ball? Calvin Johnson.
Yep, I appreciate
who gonna
it.
Get the ball?
Nobody.
Nobody. So I mean, what you getting another wide receiver for?
Well, I think you made your point, Keith. I think that's great. I'm with you. I don't think you're preaching the choir.
I'm telling you, you get Sammy Watkins, trade him for Patrick Peterson, and Patrick Peterson is a better guy. He can even throw the ball. This guy is amazing.
Hey, Keith, I got to be honest with you though. If I'm Arizona, I don't make that deal.
But I heard he wants out. I heard.
I don't. A lot of guys want out. Big deal. They could have cut him if they wanted out. Save the money on the cap. What's that?
All right. One.
Thanks,
right,
Keith. Thank you, Keith. I love Keith Center. I remember Keith, right? He was part of our thing.
Yep. 94-93. Pistons down by 1:25 to go.
You know, if they win this game, they automatically qualify for the NIT next year.
Oh, stop. Speaking of that, if Larry Brown wins the NIT, right, he'll be the first coach
to win NIT, NCAA, and NBA. He'll be the first coach with championships.
He's only
one
to do the NCAA and the NBA, so obviously that would be
first one to have an NIT along with it.
Larry Brown's the best college coach out. Best coach, basketball coach, period.
We'll get, obviously, as we get closer. The draft isn't until May. This is not even April anymore. And as we get closer, we'll go crazy on it. But stop with any other nonsense. It's going to be ad nauseum. You better get some Maalox for how much I'm going to go crazy on Darquez Denard. And I don't want to hear, well, I heard he had a Aaron Pro Day, and I heard he had a Aaron Day, and I heard, yeah, you're just being a homer because you went to East Lansing, and a Michigan State guy. And why do I sound like I'm from the 1920s? I have no idea. And I'm going to hear it. Oh, Wilson's just slapping it up for the Spartans. You know, he wants every Spartan to go in the first round to somebody. No. Last time you got it, Darius Slay. I got your Darius Slay right here. Let me tell you, until I see, that was a second-round selection for Slay. Until I see something better, that guy, be very careful. He ain't Dre Bly. I mean, he kind of comes off like he plays a little like Dre did when Dre was really good, not towards the end. But Darius Slay's got a long way to go to prove that there's something cooking there, Rob. I don't know. Do you agree with me on that? I mean, I didn't see a whole lot of that I really loved, but nothing I did. That team had something going, and then they had nothing going. And a lot of that – and by the way, Keith, as far as teaching a guy, that's why you have coaches. Let the coaches teach the guy and let the other guy come in and play hard. I already like what they've done with safety. They've done the GQ, and now you got it had to be go. He had a bobo go.
Gesundheit, what are you talking
about?
And I'm
the guy that knows how to say his name, you know, and everybody else has got like a funny. I don't know how to say James Ziggler's name or anything like that. But I think they're cool. Now, that's the starting spots. You better find yourself some quality backup guys. We always do this with the Lions. That's why I'm ripping today Dan Orlovsky. I haven't seen him have success at any level. So how would you bring back – it's been playing long enough. He's been around. He was drafted in 05. This has gone on almost a decade. It's a reign of error from Dan Orlovsky. Dan Orlovsky, what, Mike McMahon wasn't – forget Eric Hipple. Mike McMahon wasn't available? Go get Joey Harrington back. I'll bet you he's still in shape. Dan Orlovsky. I do like the idea, though. Keith was right on it, though. DB, 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 DB at number 10. That's it. Stop messing around with it. Oh, let's trade. I don't want to pick Sammy Watkins and hope that Patrick Peters. You'd think if he don't want to play in Arizona, he don't want to play here. You're not going to play at Glendale. You ain't coming to this garden spot. All right, take more of your calls on 248-848-1130. Maybe a little more on Deshaun Jackson. And then we got to tell you what's happening at the Masters. I just think it's funny. The ticket sales have just gone down the crapper since Tiger said, I ain't going. 248-848-1130. Sports Night with Parker and Amanda, Detroit's 1130. WDFN The Fan.
Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man. Parker and the Man. On Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
Detroit weather.
Rob, it's weather time. Come on. Weather time.
All right, it's when we want to weather, Mark.
Why are we doing it now?
Because we wanted to. What you got?
Well, who's texting me? I can't do this if you're texting me.
Come on, now it's
going to
run out.
Me.
The music will run out. Come on.
Here's the dealio. Tomorrow, it all changes. High of only 44, and we got that rain and sleet mix. Could be a little mixture in the forecast. Back up to 60 by Friday. Back down to 48 Saturday. Sunny and 54 on Sunday. Currently in Metro Detroit, we are cloudy and 50 degrees. That's when we want to weather.
Why we do it now?
Because we really, the video minion said, do it now.
All right.
That's what the video minion said. Said, now.
Look who's
I need
in
my
here.
Weather
Look
now.
Who's in the studio. Unbelievable.
Before we put his mic on, can I ask you a question seriously?
Yes.
And this is a serious sporting question. Oh, just an update. Pistons are trailing the Pacers. Is it over? No, not quite. 98-94. Indiana leads by 4 with about a minute to play. And the Wings have tied the game with Boston on the Thomas Tatar goal, his 19th of the season. Second period, 1-1, Wings and Bruins in that very big clash. The Brooklyn Nets.
Yes.
Started the season 3-10.
Yes.
They were 11-21 on January 2nd.
Yes.
Everybody was ripping them.
Jason Kidd can't coach, blah, blah, blah. What
Terrible
a bad
move,
roster.
Paul Pierce, Kevin Garnett. They didn't get to 500 until March 3rd. First time all year at 500. They are now 40-33, and they've clinched a playoff spot. Should Jason Kidd be coach of the year?
Absolutely.
Really?
Mark, their best player's not even out. Their best player's out. Brooke Lopez. He's been hurt all year.
You love that guy, dude.
Mark.
He's not their best player.
He is their best player.
Not their best
player. Yes, he is. Mark.
You know how much I love Joe Johnson.
It's so hard.
I do love Joe
it's
Johnson.
It's so hard to get a big man who can score and rebound. Come
on. You got a man crush on Brooke
Lopez.
No, I
don't. I think he's a good player.
Hey,
let me
say this, though. Joe Johnson is still going to All-Star games when the guy that was picked one spot ahead of him in 2001 was Rodney White.
Not only that, how about all the money that Joe Johnson's made? He's got two, like, monster
Rob,
contracts.
We were on the air in 2001 when I'm taking credit for this. I said the Pistons are making a horrifying mistake by not going Joe Johnson over Rodney White.
You mean like when I told the Lions should have drafted Drew Brees in the second round?
Yes, like that day, too. We were at
you know that.
We were in Allen Park.
I was all over that. I said, are you kidding? Drew Brees, take him, second round.
You didn't have any reservations.
I don't care about
people
how
said,
tall.
Oh,
he's too short, he's this, right. He's that. I'm like, I don't care.
Well, that's what I did with Joe Johnson, and the guy is still going to All-Star games, and Rodney White hasn't played in the league since 05.
That's unbelievable, though, that you're right. And speaking of Jason Kidd and the Nets, they have the best record in the East since January 1st.
I know. Everybody told me that this was a lost season for that team, and now they're seven games over and have clinched the playoff spot.
Unbelievable.
Yes, the East isn't great, but
somebody's got to go. And once you get in there, that's all that matters.
Someone's going and someone ain't.
All right, our telephone number, 248-848-1130.
All right, put his mic on.
All right, his mic is on.
Is your mic on?
Do you remember how to use that? Hello? Hello, is this on?
Now, Ira was just on with me. When was the last time we did that thing together at the other station? Was that in April? Right before the draft?
Yeah, we did a lot. We did a lot.
Almost a year ago?
Yeah.
Ira Childress
is here. Final Four. I was at the Final Four in Atlanta.
Final Four, right. That's right. You were down there.
Reporting live.
That's right.
It was great.
So what's happening, Mr. AD at Okemos High?
Hey, I'm AD. I got my business going on. I'm like you, man. You know,
is that right?
From you. I got three jobs right now.
So you're Jamaican now.
Jamaican me crazy.
I'm not from Jamaica, Queens.
I'm from Jamaica, Queens.
But actually,
you know.
I'll be in New York City. I was going to talk to you. I'll be there on Saturday, and I have to meet with the NFL on Monday. So, yeah, I'll be in New York.
What do you mean you have to meet with the NFL on Monday?
Just meeting with them about a few things, yeah.
Okay.
My good friend is the director of player engagement for the NFL. His name is Troy Benson.
So, like, if they get married or something, he looks at the rings or something?
Yeah.
Is that to make sure they're good?
You know who's in that office. That was good.
Who's that?
Merton Hanks.
Oh, yeah, I know Merton Hanks.
The 49ers.
Yeah. I have a dialogue with him.
Troy Vincent, too.
Yeah, from the Eagles.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
Forever, yeah. Yeah, so yeah.
But I want to ask you real quick, because we'd be remiss, with the whole college unionizing players since you
They're in Washington today.
Since you worked at the NCAA. Yeah. And me and Mark, I love it. I finally, somebody stood up and said, hey, enough of getting bent over and taken advantage of. You know
Kane Coulter is Rob's hero.
He is. That they finally decided to go ahead and do something. And the NCAA can't be happy about it. I mean, they got to be a little leery.
Oh, no doubt about it. You know, the thing is I don't think this initial ruling will hold up long term. But it's the first step to opening the floodgates, I do believe, to something happening. Now, remember, just a couple years ago, probably 18 months ago, Mark Emmert, the president of the NCAA, came out and proposed a $2,000 stipend. You know, hey, conferences can give out a stipend. You know, that's
$2,000.
Right. But that was a sign right there.
That they know something's coming. That the golden goose is about dead. Right.
But it's not going. But $2,000 won't be enough.
No, that's not going to be enough.
I mean, it's not enough. Ultimately, it's one of two things you're going to have to do, Mark. And you know this. One is it's going to have to be a free market in terms of allowing players to have get their likeness and allowing them to capitalize off of commercial.
Right. Go to
type
card
of commercial,
shows. Yep, do autograph commercial signings.
If you open the floodgates to that, I think you're okay without the payments. But the second option is there's going to have to be a payment, but you have to pay everybody.
No, you don't.
That's the thing.
No, you don't.
There's
Ira,
no such thing. There's no way you can get away with
Pay who? Look, the non-revenue producing swim team? Is that what you're talking about?
There's federal law.
There's a law. But
what's the federal law?
Well, it's called Title IX. It's a small one.
No, but that doesn't say anything about pay.
Yes, it does. Because if you
can't offer something to the men, you don't offer the women.
Right.
No. It's got to be
Retitle 9.
And get money though. You got to be able to contribute to the pot. I'm not saying,
but that doesn't
because
say
that's
that
not
there.
No. It doesn't say anything about pay. It's talking about giving away scholarships and other stuff. It says about pay.
It's the same thing, Rob. It's the same. If you give away anything,
give them a dollar and give the college football
the
players $2,000.
They might have a
okay?
tier system.
Right. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
all
yeah.
I'm saying.
It might be 20
yeah.
bucks.
Yeah. You have to. Yeah, you have to.
But
give
okay,
them
but
right.
I'm saying it's not going to be on par. That's ridiculous. Okay.
No.
I
think that anybody would argue that Title IX.
Yeah, it won't be.
It can't be.
But Rob, Title IX has done a lot of things, which is there are
a lot of
universities
yeah.
who've had to drop men's programs in order to fulfill.
Good, drop them. Drop them all. Drop them
like
all.
When Wisconsin dropped baseball.
Make them what you call
wrestling.
You know, like intramurals. Just drop them all. Everybody's intramurals except for football, basketball, and whatever makes money.
You don't have any love for any. Baseball's your sport. Now,
I'm just saying, if you're not making any money, I'm a capitalist, okay? Let's just. If you want to stay in business, right, you got to make some money.
Wisconsin is the only program in the Big Ten that does not play baseball.
Yeah.
I mean, okay. Well, I think that's
too
terrible, right? And
it's,
up there.
It's too cold in Madison.
I mean, when are you going to play?
July?
Okay, now you said this is your cousin in the studio?
Yeah, this is my cousin, Brandon. This is the next
who?
Big thing. Brandon Childress.
Okay.
He's the next big thing in basketball.
Really?
He's being recruited by all schools throughout the nation, including Michigan State.
Don't go to Michigan State, please. Don't go to Michigan State. You'll never go to the NBA.
Can you start next year?
You'll never be good in the NBA, trust me.
Look,
Tom Izzo kills players.
We got a half an hour. Let's keep Ira here.
Yeah,
this is Ira Childress. He also has LakeMichiganFootballReport.com. It's one of the best recruiting stuff, I'm telling you. I had Ira on the other place. Ira, we started from day one pretty much,
yeah.
And he got a lot of things right on the nut. So if you have any recruiting questions, call up for Ira. Right now, I mean, Malik McDowell, we'll talk about him, signing today with Michigan State, finally sending his tender in. We'll do all that coming up. We got a sports wrap to do. So much to do, so little time. Now you can say it, fella. That's the way that goes. So Robin Mark, Parker and the Man, Detroit's 1130, WDF and the Fan. We'll have a sports wrap, get you caught up. Wings, Pistons, Tigers.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
One hint, the worst is yet to come.